Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, Frederica Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Frederica Academy Knights, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are here with the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show, sponsored by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, the Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, The Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now joining us right here to my left, the head coach of your Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Thank you, everybody.
I think everybody's eating. Yeah. Or they have forgotten how this is supposed to work. You're supposed to like really cheer.
Yeah.
So, well, I love the fact that we've got more dogs here at least this week, this year. D-O-G-S. I've resigned myself, and I'm one of the few D-A-W-G-S who shows up for these things. So how have you been, man? Good off season? Good summer?
Yeah, been pretty productive. Kind of get everybody ready. We're just now starting to get everybody here. Everybody's been on vacation, so we're starting to get everybody back and get it going.
All right, so you already had the two scrimmages of the high school preseason, if that's what you want to call it. I know that last week was a limit halftime.
Yeah,
a good thing.
We played pretty well in the first half. Just run out of bodies in the second half. We looked kind of like a mass unit in the second half, that one. We took on a team that had 66 kids. I think we have 25 dressed out, 26 dressed out, you know. So it's just got to keep everybody healthy, create rotations. It was a learning curve for us and everybody else and the kids. So, and it was extremely hot, first day of school. We had a lot of things going on that day. And, you know, I thought we played well in the first half and a couple plays here and there. If we break it, we could have been up 10-0. But, hey, you know, we learned from it, and we got to get better, and we got to continue to progress. It's got a lot of youth on the field right now.
How bad did Hurricane Debbie affect the week of preparation, and how bad did it affect the field conditions?
Field conditions were fine. It killed us. When you're young and you don't get 3 days of practice, you don't get the 3 days of conditioning, you don't get all that in, and then you go with your first day of school, and you get off the bus, and you get off over there, and you got the jitters and everything else, and then everybody's, you know, it takes a toll when you're not able to get in there and practice and prepare. We did the best preparation we could with what we knew we had on them, and then it was a challenge. But I thought our kids did a really good job. We just kind of run out of gas in the second half, and that's one of the things that we know that we have to do a better job of, and we got to create rotations, and we got to get guys out there, and we got to get a little tougher. I've told the kids that all week. Are you hurt or are you injured? So, you know, you got to go through it. You got to play through some pain. Even in life, you got to go through some pain every now and then, and you got to get through it, and you got to fight through it. And, you know, that's just the keys to it. Football's going to teach kids lots of lessons as we go along, and it's going to teach us a lot of lessons at the same time as coaching staff of how we create our rotations, who we put out there, and what we put out there, and when we put it out there. So it's gonna be an adjustment for us as much as we have, you know. And we got a little new offense going in, so, and I think we're still adjusting to that. We're getting a little bit better at it over and over, and I think we'll be okay as time goes on.
Are you hurt or are you injured? I love that line. I'm gonna start using that. That's good stuff right there. Now, talk about how the progression was. Obviously, you know, you're limited because of the storm and everything. How did things go from that first preseason scrimmage to the second one?
Well, I think we got a false read on it because we missed 3 days of practice. We weren't able to. We went and watched film, but we couldn't correct anything. We watched film on Wednesday because We weren't able to get over here Monday and Tuesday. I guess we could have. It just rained. But I didn't want anybody to be out in the middle of the storm. So the biggest thing was we didn't progress the way you usually do from scrimmage one to scrimmage two because you weren't on the field and you weren't able to correct mistakes. And then you get there on Wednesday and we go out, we work out, and we get on the field and we're out there for 45 minutes. And then it starts lightning again. We have to leave and it becomes a major storm. And we go back and watch film. We try to make some more corrections. But it's different making corrections on the run than it is watching film and telling kids, hey, you got to do this. And they're like, oh, yeah. It's kind of like when their mom tells them to clean the dishes or do something. They say, yeah, and then run out the back door. That's just kind of the way it works sometimes. Don't always go in and sink in sometimes.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, obviously, you know, the summer practices and everything had a lot of new faces. You know, and it's a very young team. I know that you told me that, and it's something that you're used to. Are you ever not going to get used to having a young team?
Well, this year, you know, we got 30 kids, 22 of them are freshmen and sophomores. We're pretty young. But we have to play a lot of young kids, and with just to create depth, and you have to be patient with them, and it makes us grow old fast. Like they're still growing up, we're growing older fast, trying to make the adjustments. But we're kind of getting used to it. But I think Friday night was really good for us as a coaching staff to go back and assess what we got to do if somebody goes down at this position, who we plug in here and there, and thought we did a good job Sunday in the meeting of coming across that way and getting our kids prepared. We started even moving some more people around today as practice went along because you never know. Injuries are going to happen, and you don't want them to, but they do happen, and you have to be prepared for it. And we have to put a product out there that can be competitive. I told the kids and I tell everybody else, we've created a standard here that people expect. And they don't expect. They know that in tough times that we've had 17 kids and we've still competed. So they're not going to look over and go, "Oh, he's only got 22 dressed out." They remember when we only had 17 and we still competed. So you know that standard has been set. So we have to go out and compete every Friday night with who we have and who we don't have. That's just we have to create a way to compete, and our kids have to go out there and compete and play hard. So. You know, I know that right now, when they're young, it's a pretty tough mindset, but you got to go out there and you just got to play hard, and that's going to be the standard that we live by and die by around here is we're going to give great effort every time the ball snaps.
You mentioned when we spoke in the offseason, in the article that's available at thesouthernsportsedition.com, they had 27, 28, best case scenario. Have you picked up another couple of players in the meantime?
We picked up a few. Yeah, they decided they wanted to come out after we got doing summer workouts. They were freshmen, so I'll tolerate it. But, it's one of those things they're going to probably get beat up on a lot of it, doing a lot of scout team. That's just the way it goes. I got to go with the ones I can depend on, and we're going to play with a lot of those guys that's been out here getting stuff ready and getting prepared in the offseason. It's the nature of the beast with me. I'm looking to see if you're dependable and if I can count on you.
I think I just noticed a look of terror on a couple of faces out in the crowd. You said the freshmen that came in late were going to get beat up.
They'll be okay. They just got to get up to speed. We got to get everybody in shape, and they got to understand what we're doing.
All right. More to come on the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Vision Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust, member FDIC.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simons and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simons. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter, 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you. This segment brought to you by our hosts, V Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust. Hey, that's my bank. Parker's Advanced Rehabilitation, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means that it's time for us to talk about the physical condition of the team. It's usually a health check, and well, let's be honest, the team lost two legends since last year. Jordan Triplett to graduation, and Adam Norman moving on to greener pastures.
There you go.
So I just wanted to give a quick tip of the hat to Adam. Hope everything goes well with him and his new ventures.
Yeah, I do too. He was excited. I hope it goes really well for him. You know, if he ever gets bored and wants to come back, I'm sure we'd welcome him home. But you know, it's bigger opportunities, and no one is upset about that.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the health of the team. I know you mentioned that there was some injuries, or hurt or injured at the scrimmage. What's the health of the team as we stand right now?
We're nicked up, beat up a little bit. Eli Middleton's got a bad hamstring. Trey Johnson's got a bad hamstring. Fuller's got a bad back, I guess. With that fire clinging the other morning and not listening to us, that's what happens.
Uh-oh.
He's got to listen better, take instruction. Look at him, he's shaking his head over there. Calling him out. So he's been a little gimpy. Those guys, I don't know about Eli and Trey, but I think Fuller said he's going to probably feel pretty good and be ready to get back to go tomorrow. So trying to get everybody healthy. The flu and whatever this bug is going around, J.C. Wessel's out right now. He's not been at practice all week with that. So We're down four guys, and when you got 30 of them, that's big. So, you know, we got to get these guys back. We got to get healthy, and we got to get ready to play. You know, we got a long stretch. Got some pretty tough competition coming up, and we got to get everybody on the same page and get tons of reps.
Now, there's no way that you could possibly luck up into finding a equal replacement for Triplett. But let's talk a little bit about what is going to be the ones that are stepping into that role for this year as we get ready for the first game of the season.
You know, yeah, you're right. You don't find a replacement for him. He was a guy that prepared himself to carry the ball 50 times a game and do things like that. But we're going to come out with a little bit different scheme. We're going to play to our strengths, and we think, you know, Stanton does a really good job running the option, and we're going to run the option with different guys. And he's going to be that signal caller that's getting it done right there starting off Friday night. And I feel for us, we got to spread the ball out a little bit and get it in different people's hands. We're not big enough across the board for one guy. You know, we used to have a guy with 215 pounds run downhill, just pound on people. We don't have those kind of guys to go downhill and pound on people right now. Probably because all of them are having to play on offense and defense. So it's the musical chairs, and we got to rotate them in best we can. So, you know, we're going to rely on quite a few guys in that rotation. We probably got six or seven guys: Hayes, Jordan, Jaden, Jalen, Stanton. I mean, trying to think who all else is out there. Eli's been out there. Gavin's been out there. So we got just a ton of guys out there rotating through. So we got to give them ball, and we got to get them in space, and we got to make some plays. We got to get downhill in a hurry, and we got to stay on blocks. And that's what we're going to play to, is our strength of our team, is our offense and defensive line. They're supposed to show up, knock people off the football. So this is me calling them out and saying, you better show up, knock people off the football. We're going to lean on them, and we're going to run behind them. So they've got to be ready to go, and they got to make plays. So that's going to be the big key. They're the experienced group. I think we bring back three seniors and junior and a sophomore in that O-line, so they better be ready to go, and they got to be ready to play.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, you mentioned it the earlier in the summer about how that's a nice luxury to have, to have that offense and defensive line coming back. How big, I mean, you hear about it all the time when you're looking at linemen. The more they play together, the better they are as a team, that hive mentality. Where do you think that this line, offense and defense, is compared to previous lines that you've had?
We're still a work in progress at times. Today was one of those times I thought we were doing way too much talking. Just make the calls and let's go. We got to slam people in the face and get downhill. And we weren't doing that fast enough for our guys to be as experienced as they are. I know we got a little bit of a new scheme, but it's not that complicated. We got to get downhill and go. And so for us, you know, I think it's big that we've got that experience. And they do talk a lot. They communicate well up front. They think that they're talking a lot. They communicate well. But we got to make decisions and make it happen. And, you know, that's one of the things for them up front is to get it done. If we can get a line surge for 2 yards or a yard every time, we're falling forward for three every single time. Again, I'm not real good at math, but I know on three downs you get 9 yards. We're probably going to fall forward one more time for a yard. So, and that's a first down. So that's kind of where we're at right now, is what do we got to do to surprise the team. And we can't turn the ball over. That's going to be the biggest key for us, is got a bunch of young guys, got to protect the football, we got to run the offense clean, and then, you know, we got to execute in crucial areas, down inside the 20-yard line in the red zone. As my dad used to say, from 20 for 20 is for show, inside the 20 is for the dough. So we got to go make that money inside the 20. So, and I didn't think we had that. We did a very good job of that in the last couple of scrimmages, because we were trying things, but then we fumbled a bunch of snaps inside the 20, and we made some reads that we probably didn't. We probably should have called the reads. But I think as we get going, we get more comfortable, we're going to be really good at what we do. It's just right now it's a comfort level. I think the kids worry a little bit too much about making a mistake than just going and playing with great effort. And that's what we got to have. So the more we snap it, the better we get. I think we'll gain confidence as we go.
So we talk about the offensive and defensive lines. Let's talk about who the offensive line is protecting. I know you said that it was a little bit of a horse race during summer camp as to who's going to be calling the snaps. What does it look like going into Friday night? Who's going to be lining up at QB1?
Oh, Stanton Beverly's going to be the quarterback starting out Friday night. He's he's done a really good job executing stuff, you know, and he's got a really good understanding of what we're trying to do. Got to play to his strengths, and we got to get downhill, and he does a good job of that. He runs the ball hard. He's reading the option well. And he understands where guys have to be. He's getting guys in motion. He moves them where he needs to be. And so he's got a really good grasp of the offense. And so we're excited. You know, he's got to go out there. It's going to be his first time of being under the lights and doing that. And you just got to get over jitters, take a deep breath, and, you know, get downhill, get that first hit. I think he'll be okay, and he'll play well.
You know, going back to way back into, like, mid-90s Jaguars history, he's also got that Rob Johnson surfer haircut, which does well. It pulls well with ladies, from what I understand. We will be right back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It is time to get busy living, and Stretch Zone on St. Simons is here to help. Stretch Zone is the nation's first and largest practitioner-assisted stretching franchise. Whether it is to improve flexibility, relieve stiffness and soreness, enhance physical and athletic performance, or to increase your range of motion, the professionals at Stretch Zone can help. In the shops at Sea Island, just down from V Pizza. Book your appointment today, 912-268-2495, or check them out online, stretchzone.com. Stretch Zone. Stretch. Work. Play. Repeat.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your dream space. Landscape maintenance, lawn maintenance, installation, design, soft pressure washing, paver patios, retaining walls, fire pits, walkways, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamicsolutionsga.com.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial, 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you. And this segment is brought to you by Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Actually Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. So Friday night, 7:00, 7:30 kickoff. playing under the oaks on the historic Frederica Academy campus. Savannah High coming to town. Now, you are just famous for the buzzsaw scheduling, but Savannah High, really?
I mean, it was close. So, we didn't want to play Savannah Christian. They got the number one player in the country, so I just felt like we played Savannah High, you know. Play schools that are bigger than you. Go out there and get prepared. You know, we're not going to be the biggest school. We're going to play a bunch of bigger schools. So we have to get prepared to go in there against them. I think Savannah's got about 45 or 50 dressed out, and we have to get ready to go play. So you know, they're going to come down. They had a pretty good scrimmage against the Islands, and they're excited. So you know, we got to be ready to go out there and make some plays and do our thing, and we got to control their speed and their size, and we got to learn how to handle that. So for us, that's going to be a key going into the game plan.
What are you expecting to see out of this Savannah High team as far as are they run heavy, pass heavy?
They're spread. They're going to spread it out. They're going to run it up inside in the zone games and a little bit of a power game, and then they'll come back outside and throw the bubbles, and then they'll hit you down the field for some go routes and try to get over the top on you. But, they've got some athletes, so we got to be able to keep them contained, and we got to get pressure on the quarterback, and we got to do things really well. We got to keep our outside leverage and get it turned back inside, and can't let them get outside on us. If they do, we're gonna have a hard time catching them. But you know, same time, we got to play aggressive. We got to get down the field. We got to game tackle. We got to play well on defense.
From scouting the team, what individual players for Savannah should I be looking out for in the booth on Friday night?
Their tailback's pretty good. I think they got a right tackle that's like 6'4", 260, 270. He's a pretty good sized dude. Comes off the ball. Their left guard does a really good job of pulling and trapping and wrapping up on backers and stuff. So he's pretty solid. Tailback, solid kid. He's probably about 200 pounds. And then they got two wide receivers, number four and number two, seem to be pretty solid out there that can go out and get it and make some plays. So we got to keep those guys. We got to keep them in wraps and hopefully not give up any big plays. And we can control the line of scrimmage. That's going to be the big thing for us, is control the line of scrimmage and eat up some clock and score some points. Get ahead early and get some confidence to play downhill.
Of all the offensive players that you've got for this evening or for this Friday night, who needs to have the biggest game, or which group needs to have the biggest game?
I think our offensive line has to control the line of scrimmage. They got to be really good up front, and make it easier on all the young guys that are coming in to try to acclimate. We don't have that seasoned veteran guy that's been in there that can handle it. We got a bunch of guys that's got to learn as they go right now, and so. That offensive line needs to go in there, control the line of scrimmage, and create a little, comfort for our guys in the backfield, and hopefully we can hit it downhill and get some big plays. But we just got to go out and execute. You know, no turnovers, don't make stupid penalties, and then on defense, create some turnovers, and special teams got to be a big thing for us. We got to create some opportunities on special teams, and hopefully we can do that with some, hopefully you get a block kick here or there. So. Or get a good kickoff return somewhere. But, those are some of the things you got to do. It's all three phases of the game we're going to have to be really solid at.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. One final segment before we call it a night, and I just want to take a real quick moment. We already talked about Triplett. Let's talk about Jalen Simpson getting some love on the Indianapolis Colts Instagram page the other day.
Yeah, he always seems to find the camera, or it finds him. I'm not sure how it works. Hey, great kid, having a good time. He says he's doing really well. So, I hope he makes a 53-man roster and continues to excel. It's big that we got a guy in the NFL, and it's. Sometimes it's kind of unbelievable with what we've been able to do at our school, being the size that we are and have the talent that we pushed through here and got our kids to different places. So we're excited for him, and we're excited for our guys this year going into this season. And hopefully we can go make some noise and do what we usually do, figure it out through the first half and be really, really good in the second half. So it's kind of our game plan, and I think we got a chance of doing that.
How's he adapting to life in the Midwest as opposed to the South?
I think right now, it doesn't matter where you're at, it's hot anywhere. And they're indoors a lot. And so he's figuring it out. And, it's It's a different culture out there for him, but for the most part, it's not L.A. or New York, so he's getting his most bang for his buck. So he's just excited to get his opportunities, and he's playing really well right now.
All right, so moving from the I guess from the past to the future, or to the present, not necessarily the future. Friday night, what are the you know, I love doing this, the whole give me three things. What are the three things that need to happen Friday night in order to notch a W for the first game of the season?
We got to control the line of scrimmage. Like I said, O-line's got to dominate. D-line's got to control that up front. Can't give up some big runs. We got to keep the quarterback contained up front of the D-line. I think our linebacker play is going to be essential, along with the secondary on the back end, of limiting big plays. And we've got to play really good. I think Hayes and Gavin and these guys have done a pretty good job. Holder, you've got him. You got Esai. Eli's a little... He's a little beat up, but he's done well. And Trey Johnson have done a really good job in the last two scrimmage games controlling that. Our backers inside and outside. And our secondary's not really giving up any big plays. They've done a pretty good job of playing man and zone, and then we've mixed it up. And then really the other thing for us is don't turn the ball over. If we don't turn the ball over and we can control the line of scrimmage, we don't give up big plays. It takes that potential away from them, and it gives us the ball the chance, our offensive line the chance to grind it out a little bit against them, and us to bust a couple big plays here and there and get our guys to feeling a little bit more comfortable being behind the center and getting some opportunities down the field. And that's going to be the big thing for us is, you know, gaining some success early in the game. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to do. Everybody's like, oh, you just do this and this and looks real easy on TV when they're watching it, but when you're out there scrambling around and one guy goes down or something happens here or something happens there, trying to plug somebody in to get the maximum production becomes a challenge when you only got 25, 26 kids out there that are healthy. So as a coaching staff, we've got to be on our game, and that's going to be a big key for us. Don't turn the ball over, control the line of scrimmage, and don't give up any big plays.
That's all you can ask. Well, thank you once again for joining us for the inaugural episode of this season's Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out and join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 here at V Pizza on St. Simon's. We would love to have you. For now, Jeff Doak signing off with one final two words from Coach Derrick.
Go Knights!